I'm going to say the next kino that Rabbi Lezer Akala was misaken. We'll touch the next kino, and the Oilim should say it with. We'll try to touch the next kino. I'm the kino that should be ma'ir a lot of b'chi. That's why this kino was written, to be ma'ir the emotions of a person. Im teichalna noshim pilyom. If it could happen such a thing, Dr. Rabbi Lezer Akala, that should be that the noshim, that a mother can eat piryom, can eat her own child, oilele tapuchim, children that are so young that they are still being measured by a tefach, they are still being measured in tfachim. Alelele, how bitter it is for me, how bitter it is for me, if that's the madrega of the tzaddis that came to Klal Yisrael, that drove them off their minds to be able to do such a bad thing. Into Vashelna Noshim Rachmanis Yelodim Abedudim Batvachim Tvachim. If it's possible that a mother can take their own child, a mother with a Rachman should be able to take her own child and cook it Rachman al Islam to eat Amedudim Tvachim Tvachim, children that are still measured in Tvachim, is Alalaili. In Tigoizna, if what happened was that it was cut off past Reisham, Vitikshana, Lesusim Perchim, and that's how they were taking children, they took their past Reisham, the ends of the hair, and they tied it to the Susim that ran fast, and that's how they took the children, that's how they ran through the streets, that's how it happened to Master Basbaisais, that they took the Saris of her hair, and the Znovis of Susim, and they took Master Basbaisais, and they took her around the streets. Chazal tell us that the Roshay Sanhedrin, they took the Saris Roshom and attached them to Susim, and took them around the streets, and that's how they were killed. Al Laili, Schamir, the Kazakh to drink, that that's the Saris they call Yisrael. Went through. If what happened in the Churban was that young children, their mouths were so dry from thirst, that Tidbak Lishain Yoinek Lechech, the Loshain became connected, became from dryness, it became Tidbak, it was Dovuk Lishain Yoinek, the tongue of a small child that was still a Yoinek Lechech to his cheek, with Tzimoin Tzchichim, through a Tzimoin, through a thirst that dried him out, Alalaili. Imtehemna, Imtehemena, Zay Luma Zay. If one mother talks to another mother and screams and cries, Boyi, come, Unavashel, and let's cook, Rachmana Litzlan, let's cook the meat of our children as Beneinu Tzerchem, the children that are being Tzerech, the children that are dying from hunger, let's cook them and we'll eat them at least. Ala Laili, how bad it is, how shreklich the Tzarez war, im Tevaadna Zu Lizu, Tnibech. One mother came to another mother and said, give over your child and we'll eat them together. And what happens? And she says, no, it's Vuchov, he's already hidden because he's already Mitnutach Netachim, he's already cut up into pieces, Rachman al Etzlam, Alalaili, Im Tizmano, Besar Oves Labonim. If it happens that the Besar Oves Labonim, the eight Besar Oves Labonim, Bema'ores Veshichim, where they were hidden in Ma'ores and Shichim, they didn't have what to eat, and it was Nizdamen, that the children ate the meat of their parents, Alalaili, in Tchiavna, Bonois, Alcheki, Mozam, Nitpachim. If the children, the daughters, were so blown up from hunger and thirst that they became blown up, and that's how they died, blown up, their guf was blown up from hunger and thirst in the chek of their mother, in the shake of their mother. That's how they died. Alalaili, how bad it is. Let us go back. Let us stop for a minute. We think about Dvarim Neiram that we're talking about. Such Dvarim Neiram Admiyot. Something that one can't imagine. Techalna Noshim Piryom. Alalei Tipuchim. That should be such a thing. That should be V'uchavui Menutach Menutachim. Let us think for a minute. Let us think for a minute. Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, one can hear a little bit more. Churban. One can hear a little bit more, maybe Musa. Maybe one can be awoken a little bit to what these words mean in different words. Let me take these exact same words and kite them over in a different language and say the exact same things in other words. We said kinnis. We spoke about the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. We spoke about the Arigis and the Shmodis of Klal Yisrael. And we spoke about what happened, such terrible, terrible Shmodis. And a person sits here, and the most that he could do to be Ma'orer himself is to remember the Second World War. And from that, lighter, we're starting to forget. And there's growing up generations that don't even have who to hear from anymore. That there was a Mochama, and there was Shmodis, and there was Churban, and there was Arigas, and there was Pchodim Neiram, things that we can't imagine what happened to Klal Yisrael. How Yidden were burnt, how Yidden were killed, what kind of Tzichas there was, a Dvarim that's Yefshel Etayel, and Yefshel to think what happened to Klal Yisrael. But we live in America. We live in streets, that we go in the streets, more or less. We walk in the streets, Fazichet. We don't have every day an incident that a Yid was hit, a Yid was killed, a Yid was thrown at. It happens never. And if it does happen, what do we say? Antisemitism. We make a complaint. If a Yid gets hit by a guy, what's the first thing our reaction is? Antisemitism, police brutality, the worst things, that's our reaction. We don't remember where we are, we don't remember we're in Golis, we don't remember there's Golis because we don't live in Golis. In that Golis we don't live. And so some of us, when we say kinos, it passes through our mind that this some way doesn't have to do with us. We don't live in such a life, we don't live in such a world. Let us think, Amayma Chazal. Chazal tell us, what is worse? Somebody gets killed, or somebody does an Aveira? Chazal tell us, Godol HaMachtiyah Yosem in HaHargei. Chazal tell us that Godol HaMachtiyah Yosem in HaHargei. In other words, Chazal tell us that churban of assimilation, churban of assimilation, churban of going off the derech, churban of leaving derech ateira, is worse than ariga. It's worse. Ayid went al kiddush Hashem. Ayid went al kiddush Hashem. Do you know what it means going al kiddush Hashem? Do you know what it means going al kiddush Hashem? Chazal tell us that all those that went skadish al kiddush Hashem, ein adam yochel lamed v'mechitzasam. Yidin that went al kiddush Hashem azoyche in shemayim to such eiris. The Heilige Satmarov Chuseyod Malenu said that a Yid that has a number on his hand, I think there are children here that don't ever saw in their life. You saw anybody ever with numbers on their hand from a concentration camp? You know what that means. The Yids, our children don't even know what that means, walking around with numbers from a concentration camp on our hands. But Satmarov said that you can give a kvittel to Zayid. A Yid that came out in the concentration camps, Amam and Bashem, had the Satmarov gesagt that he's a Kaddish, that you can give him a kvittel. But we're going through a churban. We're going through a different churban. We're going through assimilation. A churban of losing the fashas, day in and day out, losing the fashas. I was in a community in Great Neck. You don't have to go into Hare Asada in Great Neck. I spoke to a Rav in Great Neck of an Iranian shul. He told me that in Great Neck there's 5,000 Iranian mishpachas. Over 3,500 send their children to public school. To public school. To public school. 40 minutes away. 3,500 Iranians who are Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs are there before. Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs are there before B'Mesiras Nefesh. 3,500 mishpachas. The children go to public school. I don't have to go there. I don't have to go to Great Neck. Let's go to our backyard. Let's go into our backyard, into our streets. What goes on in our streets? How many Fenachenu B'nai Yisrael, boys and girls, go off the Yiddish Derech? Sechdach, Erev, Eireges. Sechdach, Chubim in the Gas. This kinnis doesn't mean anything. This kinnis is talking about us. You just have to change the words. Instead of changing the words, of being killed by a guy, they're being killed by other things. They're being killed by drugs. They're being killed by typhus. They're being killed by prekisail. They're being killed by meyredikim mezikim. There's a churban going on. There's a golus going on. A golus that's killing Klal Yisrael. A golus that's pulling away children from Klal Yisrael. A meyredikim golus. Im techal na noshim pilyon. Let's go to our shtickle. Let's go to Echal Nanoshim Piriam Oile Tapuchem Asherek Lechazach. A mother has a child, a young child. She's going to eat the young child. Shreklich! Every single person thinks, how can that be? How can I stoop so low? How can I go to such a low madrega? How can I be such a low person to child my own child? Rabbi Isai, Let me tell you the exact same thing of Mtechalnu Noshem Peyom. A Yiddish Mama, an Erlich Yiddish Mama that brings in a woman's magazine into her house is Mtechalnu Noshem Peyom. She's chilling against her child. She's boiling her child in a pot of treifus, in a pot of taiva. You have kindness on your children that they're not going the right derech. Do you imagine that a child that looks one time on one of these magazines, a teenage boy, a teenage girl, that one time sees the cover of these magazines, Rachmana Litzlan, what it does to that child, how it cooks that child, how it cuts him to nituchim, how it cuts him to pieces. It's im teichal no nosh, imperium exists in our houses, in our shchuna exists day in and day out. Im teichal no nosh imperium. Yiddish tatis, Yiddish mamis are cooking their children, are cutting apart their children and don't even realize it. They don't even realize what they're doing to their children. They don't even realize how they're ruining their children. They don't even realize why they're doing it to themselves, to their children. These are not things that have no shaykhis to us. These are things that are our life. Our life, our life. We are living this thing in our generation. Just has a different way to look at it. There's a different teichalno. There's a different menutochim. There's a different tevashelno. There's other ways to cook. There's other ways to cut up. There's other ways to eat. There's other ways to be mechal our children. We have to know what we do to our children. Every single Yiddish tata, every single Yiddish mama wants to have erliche kinder. Give away from yourself to have erliche kinder. You can't do tshuva. You can't change your ways. But be smart enough. Let your child grow up. Let your child grow up without all these yetzaharas. Let your child grow up without all these yetzaharas, without the golus into our houses, without bringing the tumah into our houses, without bringing the ashkofis into our houses. If we'll protect our children a little bit, and we won't feed them the tevashelno, the menutochim, we won't cut them up, we won't eat them, we won't cook them, then we'll be able to see erliche kinder that the golus shouldn't have a shaykhis to them. If there goes out the neshamas of small children in berchayves kiryat tepuchim, they go out because they don't have what to eat. They're nefuchim from rov. That's why they go out. You know what that means? Nefuchim rov in our generation. Nefuchim rov in our generation is. You know why these children go off the derech? Because you didn't give them to eat Torah. If you give to eat a child Torah, he'll never go off the derech. Torah saves every single person. Torah is the thing that doesn't let a person go off the derech. A person is, why is he dying in the middle of the street? Why is the street able to catch him? Because he doesn't have a havas haTorah, and he doesn't have a gishmak in Torah. Could be he learned Torah, but he didn't learn Torah with gishmak. He didn't have a tam in Torah. He didn't have a gishmak in Torah. If a person has a gishmak in Torah, the gashmis of the street can't touch him. The gashmis of the street can't affect him. It's only because they're nefuchei rov. They are hungry. They don't have anything else. So they become hungry, rachman and slum, for something else. And tiakeno b'shikul rechem. If the einish is so bad that the einish becomes such a hard einish b'shikul rechem that you lose your children v'tzimuk shadayim v'aim albonim shochem and the mothers are shochem ibed abonim and they can't give them to eat ala layli im tekoshalno. If it happens a michshel im tekoshalno shmoino meyos maginim barav eluchem, 800 young kehanim and they had in their hands megine zov. And you know what happened? By Rav Eluchim, they were killed by the Erev. They came from the Ishmaelim and killed them. Allah Laili, like it says in Medrash, in Pluhatno Ruchom, if it came burnt their ruach, the Mine Meluchim, the Noidos Nefuchim, the Ishmaelim gave them to eat salty things, and then they gave them to drink empty noidim, noidim that were empty, noidim that didn't have any water in them. They gave them to eat the empty noidim, ala layli. And so he goes further into ma'atno me'elef me'yo me'meyo asara ad le'echad me'mapochim. If Klal Yisrael became so little, from 1,000 they went 100. Somebody made a cheshbon, a cheshbon nifla, that from the amount of people that Chazal tell us went out in Golus. The amount of people that went out in Golis, how many Yidden should there be today? Al pi cheshbon, on the lowest cheshbon of how many people should be to a mishpacha, counting everything, all tiviyistic things, there should be today 800 million Yidden. That should be the cheshbon. From Zman HaChurban till today, there should be in the world 800 million Yidden. Could you imagine what happened to Klal Yisrael? Could you imagine how much Churban happened to Klal Yisrael? How much of Klal Yisrael was killed? What's the Giblim for Klal Yisrael? Even though only one is left over, Lamapachim for Davin and Yogain, Allah Laili. If they ran to the Heichol, Shmoinim Elef Koinim Perochim, they ran to the Heichol, 80,000 young Kehanim ran to the Heichol in Zman HaMikdash, and they were killed there, Allah Laili. And Tisraf Nashom, Kol Oison HaNefoshes, all these 80,000 Kehanim were killed in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, 80,000 Kehanim were killed with them, Ki Koitzim, Ki Suchim, were killed like Koitzim, they were burnt with them, together with the Beis HaMikdash, Allah Laili. In the Tehraf Naldam Noki, Shmoinim Elef Koinim Mishuchim, the Gemara says on the Dam of Zchaya, there was killed 80,000 Koinim, Allah Laili. In Tipachno Nefoshes Medukorim, if it comes Tipachno, it becomes blown up, the Nefoshes Medukorim, Mereach Tnuvais Shichim, they took meat and they cooked meat and they made the Reach go into people that were hungry, and that brought them to die from the pain of having the Reach of the good meat that caused them to die. In Tzavarno, if they found a pile, Al Eben Achas, like the Gemara says, Tisha Kabin, 9 Kab of Meiche Yilodim Menochem Alalaili. Into Kano Shlesh Mes Yonkim Al Seicha Achas Mesuchim, on one onof that was hung 300 children. In Treyano Rakois Vanugois Kvulois Ayad Rabba Tabochim, if you saw young women being killed Al Yidei Rabba Tabochim Surin Zveradin Al Alayli. In Tishkavno, if Klal Yisrael or Abenois Melochim, in Tishkavna ben Shvatayim Abenois Melochim Mishubachim, if Klal Yisrael, the women of Klal Yisrael or Abenois Melochim Mishubachim, have to lay in the ways, sleep in the middle of the streets, Allah Laili, in the Salafna Hapsulois Vabachurim Betzimoin Tzchichim, if the Psulois and the Bachurim Chalish Betzimoin Tzchichim, in a dry thirst, Allah Laili. That is what the Dinovi says. What does the Rebbeinu Shalom answer? Ruach HaKodesh lemulam marim. And the Ruach HaKodesh comes against them and answers them with a Ruach, with a koil marim, a strong koil, a koil rash. Hoy al kol shcheina yoroim. Look what you do to my bed shcheinim. Mashe hikra moidim. You tell them what happened to you. You tell them what happened. You tell them the churban. But ve'ez ha'asha osu loy moidim. You don't tell them what you did before. You don't tell them what brought the churban. Im techal no noshim pe yom mashmiim. They tell you what happened. The churban came so bad that they and that was killed Zechariah ben Yehuda, that he was a Kohen Venovi, loy mashmim.